G'day, welcome to another edition of Pow Hour with Sow Hour. This is where I catch up with some of the biggest names in rugby league. Today, I catch up with Origin representative and Titans back rower, Jai Arrow. Jai, thanks for coming on Pow Hour with Sow Hour, mate. How's the feeling ahead of Magic Round? What an experience for the NRL and certainly all the players.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's the first time this event sort of going to happen this year, and you know, really looking forward to getting out there and playing the first game, obviously. So, you know, obviously, I don't think the field will hold up too well by the Sunday, so luckily we're on there first.
Mate, let's get into it. And, you know, I've watched you guys a fair bit this year. Where are the Titans at? Because I watch you for magical moments of the game where you just look like one of the best teams in the competition. Then I see some schoolboy errors which always put you on the back foot. Where are the Titans are at the moment?
Yeah, and as you said, we do make those schoolboy errors. And, you know, obviously it's not a good enough standard for in the NRL. But, you know, look, we're not panicking up here. You know, it's a good vibe. Stuff like that. We can't. You know, I guess worry about what's going on outside of apart from us. So, you know, it is a good feeling. Hopefully tomorrow we can turn up there, especially at Magic Round, and put on a good performance and play some good footy. We just need to cut out those errors and complete sets.
You've played Queensland a couple of times already. You've started one game a couple of times off the bench. Suncorp's probably the best place to play footy. I made my Origin debut there, so I loved, you know, hearing all the boos from the Queensland's fans. Magic Round's a unique situation for the NRL, isn't it? 16 clubs, as you mentioned, you play the first game there, you get the ground at its best. What's been the talk or the excitement levels from the players knowing that you're going to kick off the first ever Magic Round?
Oh, I think it's just, you know, hopefully we can get, we're playing at Suncorp, you know, I think it's the best ground to play footy at, and, you know, hopefully we can get a big crowd there as well. I know the Sharkies have a big fan base, so hopefully they can get some fans there as well as us. Hopefully we can get our fans to travel up the M1, and, you know, it's just an exciting time for, you know, not only the players, but for the fans as well. We're having all nine games played at the best rugby league stadium in the world, I think, and you know, really looking forward to the experience and seeing how it you know, rolls off. I'm sure that this will be something that'll be you know, will go into the future, and we'll hopefully the fans love it.
Okay, we've got all the cliches out of the way, mate. Now we can get into the crux of the podcast. 2012, you make the Australian schoolboys team that had Luke Brooks, Adam Elliott, Clint Gutherson, Alex Johnson, Matt Lodge, Mitchell Moses, Paulie, and Dylan Walker. Wow, what a team.
Wow. Yeah, there's been a few times where I've looked back and seen some photos of that team and thought, wow, there's a lot of quality players in that side that have gone on to kick on. And obviously I was lucky enough to get to play with those boys and got to know them pretty well as well. So, you know, it was obviously something, growing up as a kid or in school, I wanted to play Australian schoolboys and was lucky enough to do it with definitely a quality side, that's for sure.
Tell us a little bit about Jai Arrow. You're a plumber. You'd signed on for the Broncos and you did your apprenticeship. You started your apprenticeship when you signed on with the Broncos. How's that all going?
Yeah, so obviously straight after school, I moved up the M1 to Brizzy, and I was obviously in the 20 system where you had to either work or study, and decided I wanted to be a plumber. And obviously I'm not the best plumber in the world. I honestly wouldn't know where to start with that stuff. But I've actually just started up with a new company, just doing a little bit here and there, trying to work one day a week and either work or go to TAFE one day a week. So that's still kicking, and I'm third year at the moment, so I'm trying to get it done as soon as possible so then I can sit back and hang the steel caps up just for a bit until I've retired, I guess.
Do you think that matured you as a person and as a player? Because I watch you play and you seem very mature and level-headed on the field. Do you think that whole 20 system of you had to work and you sort of realised how lucky you are and it's a privilege to play the game has sort of kept you, you know, out of... I mean, I never read any bad media about you. I never see, you know, read up or hear any rumours about you misbehaving. Do you think that getting a job and realising how lucky you are to play and being that a plumber's apprenticeship has helped you grow into the person that you are?
Yeah, definitely. And I was always someone that my dad was always telling me to be grateful for the opportunities I was given. And going out to the work site and then coming to training was definitely hard. And obviously going into a full-time system, it did make me realise how grateful I was and how rewarding it was. And I'm always someone who tries to always do my best no matter what and always be grateful for the rewards that are given to me. And, took it for granted and stuff like that, my dad and mum would definitely be the first ones to be knocking on my door and telling me I'm an idiot and to pull my head in.
So you're a proud Queenslander, we all know that. You make your debut. Did you always grow up wanting to play for the Broncos? Was that a dream, or did you not want to be a footy player?
Obviously, the dream was I did want to play in the NRL. That was a dream as a kid growing up, and always wanted to play for Queensland. But I didn't really know or think it was going to happen. And then come 2016, I got my opportunity to play in the NRL, and then 2 years later, somehow I got the opportunity to play in what I think is the biggest arena in rugby league in Origin. Yeah, so it all sort of happened pretty fast for me, and obviously I'm very grateful and can't thank everyone enough along the way who's been there for me.
Yeah, well, take me back to that moment, because I played with Darius Boyd, and every kid that grew up in Queensland always wanted to play for the Broncos. You know, that was the pinnacle of playing, club football, was to play for the Brisbane Broncos. You get to make your debut at Suncorp, round 10 against the Manly side. What were you feeling running out there, and when did it hit you? Because I made my debut in front of about 4,000 or 5,000 on a Sunday afternoon. I can't imagine what it would have been like for you, a young fella, who wanted to play for Brisbane, being able to be at that stage in the biggest, best stadium in the world for rugby league. Run us through that feeling.
It was actually pretty bizarre how I got told that I was playing. I was actually in the car flicking through Instagram, and I saw the Broncos Instagram page, and as soon as I saw that, one of the guys from the club actually called me and said, "I don't know if you've seen it, but you're named in the team list and you'll be playing this week." And I went, "Oh, why, are you serious?" Like, this was on the Tuesday when the list get announced, and then
hold on. I've got a question on the run. So you're in your car on Instagram, parked on the side of the road, obviously. And you're looking.
I was in the passenger seat.
Oh, you're in the passenger seat. Okay, great. So you're flicking through Instagram. You're thinking, "Yep, what's going on? I've got a million likes from all my fans. Oh my goodness, I'm about to make my debut." Wayne Bennett didn't tell you?
Nah. So the next day, I rocked up to training and went to the video. And
were you nervous?
I was very nervous. I didn't know if this was, I was getting stitched up or whatnot, and then walked into video, and we sat down, and then before we started video, Wayne said, boys, I thought I'd like to let you know Jai's going to be debuting this week." I thought, I was going to tell him yesterday, but I thought, stuff him, I'll surprise him today. So it was pretty bizarre, but obviously I loved it. It was a special moment in my life and something I'll never forget.
Talk to us about Wayne Bennett, because I work in the media now, and everyone's heard my Wayne Bennett stories. From your point of view, you're a young fella, you're playing at the biggest club in Queensland, you got the greatest coach of all time, he's won 6 premierships for the Brisbane Broncos. What was his relationship and advice in bringing you in to be the player that you're not only now, but when you first come onto the scene? Because he doesn't just hand out those jerseys to anyone, as you would know. What did he say to you when you were first coming in, and what was the best piece of advice he gave you maybe when you left the club?
I think it was just, he was always someone who was always watching, and he always liked the people who worked hard, and that's something I sort of pride myself on is to keep working hard and hopefully the rewards come. And Wayne was obviously nice enough to give me that opportunity, and he was always just good off the field. You know, he wouldn't talk to you about footy, he'd always talk to you about what's going on in your life and stuff like that, and sort of kept footy away when it needed to be. So and the advice when I was leaving, actually, so I went in and told Wayne the day I decided. And
were you nervous? Said,
oh, very, very nervous. I, the night before, I was trying to think of think to what to say to him because he'd given me he made my dream come true. I was very nervous and didn't know what to say to him, but I just went in there and after I spoke to him, he just said to me, "Mate, look, I can totally understand your decision, and you know I want you to go down there and prove yourself and make me want to get you back." So he was very good about it, and I can't thank him enough, as I said, for the opportunities and everything he's done for me.
Everyone's got a Wayne Bennett story. I was at the Dragons, and he rang me when he found out he was coming to the club, and I was at home by myself. And the phone rang, and I sort of was half asleep, half lying down, and he's like, "It's Wayne." And I sprinted to my lounge room and instantly started dripping sweat. So I can imagine, after that conversation that you're going in to tell him you're leaving the club, I can imagine how nervous you would have been. What's your Wayne Bennett story? Everyone has one. I know you talk about what he did for you and the person that he helped you, but what was the time at training that he made you laugh or that he gave you a rocket that you can share with us?
I think he just... he forgets everyone's name. there's been a few times where he's called a few of the boys totally different names. I honestly think he got Corey Parker's name wrong at one in one video meeting that we're all pretty shocked about. I think the remembering the names is the biggest thing. He's pretty good at that. I remember he called Keegan Hipgrave when he was with us at the Broncos. He called him Kieran, and he called a few other boys by their wrong names. So unless he's making up his own nicknames, I don't know. But, that's probably one of the funny things I remember about Wayne.
Joey, I can back that up. He came his first day at the Dragons. He walked around and shook everyone's hand, and he said, "Jamie." He walked up to Dan Hunt and said, "G'day, Ben." He thought it was Ben Hunt, so I understand that. Mate,
he's good.
You've battled some injuries the last couple of years. You've always, you play the game, one of the toughest guys in the NRL. Back spasms, which I can sympathise with, a knee problem, rib cage. Junior Paulo got you a clean shot when you played against the Canberra Raiders that left you in hospital.
I do the kickoffs from now on.
I was going to say, I'll ask you about that because I've got an opinion on that. How's the body now? And, I mean, back spasms are one of those things that they don't go away. You've really got to manage them. How have you been able to handle that and change your body type under Garth Brennan? Because you look a lot fitter now, leaner in terms of being able to get around the field.
Yeah, I think it's just more coming back to as a young kid coming in, I hadn't really had a full, I guess, year of footy, and I think it was just over the pre-season or over the off-season as well, I realised I'm going to have to manage my body a little bit better and do the things that help me, as in ice baths and a lot of stretching and stuff like that. And, I've come out openly and said I've left alcohol behind and instead of binge drinking and stuff like that, it just wasn't best for me at the time. And I think that's played a major part into why I'm probably feeling the best I've felt. I was feeling much better this year than I was last year. I think it's more just I've been looking after my body a lot better and getting the mindset that, footy comes first and not the partying and going out and having fun and stuff like that.
You're off contract next year. No one likes to talk about contracts because one rumour will start after this podcast if you do say anything. But where do you see your future? Are you going to wait until next year and let your manager take care of it? Are you waiting? Are the Titans possibly trying to lock you up long term? Where's that all sit?
I'm pretty one who tries to, I guess, stay out of all of that and just worry about playing footy. And I guess that's why I pay my manager, is to do that sort of stuff. But obviously, I'm happy up here in the Gold Coast. I'm home, and I've got my mum, my two sisters, and my little nephew up here. And I grew up here, which makes my decisions a lot easier. And it's half the most of the reason why I come down from Brisbane was because it was home for me. But obviously, I'm gonna have to still play good footy, and hopefully, the Gold Coast want to keep me. That's for sure.
Let's talk about Origin, mate. You've made your debut in 2018. You come off the bench for the first two. You told us a story about how you found out about playing for the Broncos. Surely you didn't find out on Instagram that you were going to play for the Maroons. Run us through that.
So I was at my one of my best mates' house, and I didn't know it was going to happen and stuff like that, and I knew the team was getting announced the next day, but I wasn't really worried about it at all, just because I didn't expect to be there because of how successful Queensland have been over the past decade and stuff like that. And I saw Kevvy Walters' name pop up on my phone, and I honestly, at first thought, I thought he was just going to tell me I was going to go into camp and sort of go in and train with him every now and then, but he told me I was playing, and I was more shocked than anything. And once I got off the phone to him, I went to call my old man, and he answered, and I had to hang up, and I just dropped to the ground and started bawling my eyes out. It was something that I thought there was another stitch up as well, so it was definitely bizarre. But then I called my dad and my mum, and they were very proud. They were the first two people I called, so. And obviously very proud, and it was just, I guess, the feeling was just so great that, I'd worked so hard from, as being a young boy growing up, working so hard, trying to make my dream come true, and, eventually, when I got that call, a dream became a reality.
You're on the bench, you're ready to go out and tackle the Blues. What's running through your mind? Because it's important. I mean, everyone that plays Origin will tell you that, get you wait for that second win to come through early, because the emotion of everything, the occasion gets to you, and you blow out very quickly, or you can blow out very quickly. You're on the bench. How do you control those emotions and then go out there and put in a performance how you did?
It was easier starting than coming off the bench.
Yeah.
I've obviously had to sit down, and I didn't know when I was going to get on, so I was sitting there anxiously just trying to breathe and stay calm, just because I was going to run out there, and I'd watch, I guess, Origin growing up as a kid, and it is a lot faster and physical.
Yeah.
And, so I was just trying to relax as much as I could and just make sure when the time came that I was ready. And probably the most important thing, I just didn't want to let anyone down. So just try to stay as calm as I could. And hopefully when I went out there, I did a good job for the team, and didn't want to let anyone down. That was probably the main thing.
Have you Queenslanders tricked us into a false sense of security again? Because a lot of dramas around the halves and, we haven't got enough players to pick from. But you must be looking, all things well, to get into camp and try and get another crack at regaining the title against these Blues.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, obviously, if Kevvy picks me, it'd be nice. But obviously, New South Wales won last year, so we'll be definitely looking to come out firing, especially with the first game at Suncorp, to come out and hopefully win that game. And then I don't know where the second one is. Is it in Sydney, I'm pretty sure?
It's in Perth. Jai, you're not a footy head, are you? Like, you just play footy and then you go home and you just chill out?
I do try and watch some footy, but
you're not a footy head, I used to go home and I'd watch games and I'd be going, okay, we play them in a couple of weeks and I know this and that, but it's in Perth, mate.
You are right. I'm probably more chilled out than anything. Hopefully in Perth we can go over there. It's at the new stadium, I know that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at Optus Stadium, mate.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Stadium, so if we can go there, 2-0 up would be nice, just like they did to us last year.
Yeah, it would be for you guys, not for us. But everyone has their Queensland hero, right? Or their Origin hero, or hero when you're growing up player. Even though I was a New South Welshman, I used to get up and I'd love watching Wally Lewis and how much he took on the occasion, and he loved the fans booing, and I gather that, I got that a lot in my whole career, and I still get it now in the offices here. But who was your Queensland hero and why? Who was the person maybe that you modelled your game off, or the person you looked up to?
Yeah. I loved Gordon Tallis.
Yeah.
I just loved the way how aggressive he was, and how much he, I guess, hated New South Wales, and he was one who loved to be booed and stuff like that. That famous tackle he did on Brett Hodgson was obviously one that sticks with me, where he dragged him, 20 metres along the ground with the collar. And he was just so aggressive, and so he was just so good to watch how strong and powerful he was as a player and stuff like that.
When did it click for you that you were going to be an Origin player? You're looking back, you mean you're pushing for Australian selection now. When did that click? Because there's a moment, you know, you play first grade and you think, okay, this is cool. Like, I've got here. I've worked so hard to get here. You play 20 games. You play 30 games. You play 53 games now. You're a regular for the Gold Coast Titans. When was that moment where you thought it could go either way, where you were maybe not going to quite make it for the next 10 years, but now you're well on your way?
To be honest, I absolutely have no idea. Honestly, I sort of just guess when I did get picked for Origin that I thought, well, maybe...
Did it hit you then? You're like, okay, well...
Yeah, it sort of hit me then when, well, now maybe I can, I guess, make something of this and hopefully be there for many years to come, like a lot of the Queensland forward pack did before me. So I guess, you know, when I walked into camp and saw the likes of, you know, Billy Slater and GI, I definitely woke up and said, well, if I want to work hard and put my head down, hopefully I can be here for many years.
All right, let's finish off with a little bit of fun. What was your first car?
Holden Commodore, 1995, the year I was born.
Right, what colour?
It was white.
White, okay, beautiful. What was your worst ever game? Where you thought, oh no. I had a couple, when people ask me that, I say I had heaps.
There's been some shockers. There was one against Penrith. I literally ran on for 1 minute, got knocked out and come off and couldn't go back on. So,
I think I was there for that. Was that down at Penrith Park?
No. So that was one of the finals games up at Brizzy.
Oh, right. Okay. Brizzy. Okay. So you're playing for Brizzy and you just went on.
Yeah.
Okay.
One missed tackle and one tackle. So.
Oh, don't worry, mate. We've all been there. What would you rather, play for Australia, win a World Cup, play Origin and win a series, or win a ring, win an NRL title? So you can have one or the other.
I think I'd have to go with the ring. You'd have to, surely.
Good answer.
So I think that's the ultimate dream.
Leadership for you. How is Jai Arrow going to be a leader of the Titans? Because no Ryan James now. How do you step into that role and make sure that these young guys are staying? Because the Gold Coast is a place where you can go either way. You can go out and party or you can concentrate on your footy. Yeah. You're the footy type, obviously. How do you grow into a leader to help this team make the eight and get to where you want to be in winning a title?
I think it's just doing what I think I've always been doing. It's just to lead by my actions and lead with my actions, and if I do say something, then I have to do it. So it's pretty much it.
Play one,
nice and simple.
Play one, bench one, drop one. Garth Brennan, Kevin Walters, Wayne Bennett. This is going to be the headline, mate. Play one, drop one, bench one.
Play one, drop one, bench one. This is too hard, this.
Come on, mate.
Play.
I know who you want to drop, but you won't be able to say it.
No.
Come on. Play one, bench one, drop one.
Oh, look, we'll have to
Bite the bullet.
We'll play Kevy.
Yes.
We'll play Kevy.
Play Kevy. Drop one and bench one.
Drop one. Well, Breno's my coach, so I got to stick side. We'll bench Breno.
And you're dropping the greatest coach of all time. Yes, you've dropped him. That'll do. We've taken the answer, mate. We're running out of time. Lastly, I want to talk to you about, you said now you kick off. Is that the worst job in rugby league? Because you put the ball wherever you like. You kick it out in the full. You kick it too deep. You kick it too high. You kick it not to the middle. Is it the worst job in rugby league or what?
I actually don't mind it because I don't have to run down and make that crap tackle that no one wants to make. And if the boys want to spray me because it's a crap kickoff, well, that's their bad luck. They're the ones down there making the tackle.
No worries. Thanks, Jai. Good luck this weekend against the Sharks in Magic Round, mate, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Pow Wow with Sow Wow. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. We'll be back next week.